a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-9459. Again, Ringaway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-9459. That's 1-800-500-9459.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Mike, do we have that number?
How much?
Hold on, let me get it.
Yo, and yeah, remember, right, folks, you just heard it. It's the first 100, only the first 100. You better jump on that. They're lucky they found that number for you. Well, we thought we weren't going to have him today. He thought he might be called away for something. He didn't get called away from. And lucky, lucky us, we have Dr. Doug today. So here's the deal. Right away, I'm going to give you the phone numbers because you need to call right now. Because there's no chit-chat, no monologue. We jump right into having Dr. Doug help you with your issues regarding your pets. So here we go. 314-969-KTRS. If you don't like the numbers, letters, rather, we'll give you the numbers. That's 314-969-5877. Or secondary line, 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by LaCleague Cab. That is the official cab company of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. If any member of this show is seen in any other cab, shot on sight. I know that sounds awfully harsh, but that's the deal. You will be in a LaCleague Cab. LaCleague Cab has an app, and it's free. It's STL Taxi. Download it. You'll be glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everyone today?
Hey, hey, yourself. Doug. We're good, doctor. How are you?
I am A.M. in the PM.
Always. You know that only two times in the history of this segment he forgot to say that. Only two, and that's over how many years, doctor? 10?
That's 7, 8 years.
7, 8, 10. I lose track. Well, yeah. after 7 or 8, might as well be 10.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
So you're doing okay?
Yeah.
That's
I'm here,
good.
Thank God.
Your phones are loading up. Thank goodness.
I am ready. How are you all doing?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Good.
Apparently, we're doing real well. Dan can't answer because he's taking calls. I will give the numbers one time more, and that's probably the last time. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Dave. Dave, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hello, gang. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you for that, Dave.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. I got a question for you.
Okay.
How come some dogs will just eat until they're just as fat as they can be? And I have every dog I've ever had, I can keep their bowl filled up, and they never overeat.
Huh. Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm wondering for the same thing for myself and other humans.
Yeah, really.
Why do we eat and eat and eat?
Well, I know. Speak for yourself, doctor. I know you could put all the food in the world in front of me, and I limit my intake. No, wait a minute. I'm thinking of somebody else. No.
I couldn't. I borrowed your pants. You remember they were so big, I had to give them back to you. Anyway, an interesting question. I mean, I think that it has probably to do with maybe some boredom, inactivity, you know, these kind of things, just like in humans. And I think that whoever, is this a problem with your dogs, you said, or no?
No. I only have one dog right now, and I can leave his bowl full. But the one observation that I seem to make, it seems like it happens more with families that have more than one dog? Is it because they think they're not going to get enough to eat?
Well, there would definitely be some competitiveness there because of the territoriality. I like to feed dogs on a schedule. I don't like to just leave food down for them to graze. Some people do. But I think it gives you a chance to better measure what they're eating and to make sure they're not, one's not pushing the other one out of the way and stuff like that.
But the worst for eating out of boredom is the boredom collie. They're notorious for that.
Oh, my God.
Bark, bark.
Does that help you, Dave?
Yeah, as long as my dog's not overeating, do you see a problem with just leaving his bowl full all the time?
Yeah, I think so. Again, it's not my
problem. Wait a minute, you think so? You see a problem?
No.
Well, the only problem I can see is that, you know, if something is happening, you may miss, you know, kind of sensing that he's not eating. We had a dog came in today that has just been off feed, but they knew it because they had him on a schedule, and they can kind of measure that.
Now, what are the chances, though, that Dave's dog is going elsewhere? Does your dog get out of the house at all, Dave, and wander?
No, only on a leash.
Okay, well, then he's not eating somebody else's house or other dog's food somewhere. So that's
he won't even eat the moles in the backyard.
Well, maybe he's just well-disciplined.
Or he's just lucky. He's got the right metabolism.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks. I appreciate
Okay, good luck.
Your input.
Sorry we
didn't
have a better answer.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you for listening. And now we turn to Debbie. Debbie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, good afternoon, and I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Hi, honey. What can I help you with?
Hi. We found a litter of 8 puppies in a rural southern Missouri, and we brought them to the Humane Society. And we ended up adopting one of them when he was about 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
They were malnourished and so forth, so I'm just giving you a little bit of background behind him. Well, we adopted this kid, and he is just a joy. We just love him. But whenever he is left alone, he chews furniture.
There's a lot of animals that exhibit what we call separation anxiety.
Yes.
And they just don't want to be alone, and especially coming from a big family of 8 puppies. So you have a couple things you need to do. Obviously, crating him is really critical, and I know people say we can bite his way out of the crate.
But, and he has.
Yeah, so you might have to find a different form of crate. There are those that are enclosed and those that are open. But I would do
you gotta
that
not
first.
Get those. Don't get those crates made out of dog food. They'll eat their way right out of them.
But the other thing we
anyway.
Is we have a couple different medications we call anti-anxiety medications.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of antipsychotic medications, and your vet should have one or more of these. One is Prozac, and another one is called Clomacom.
Yep, Clomacom.
Oh, my goodness.
And I would definitely try one of those. And those often are just a temporary thing, several months worth of treatment, then you kind of wean it away.
Okay.
Wean away.
And then you might need a trainer to help you with some of the behavior.
Okay. Frank, I'm on one today.
Aren't you sorry you called?
No. I've got a question.
Okay.
There is one of those jackets that you can put on, those weighted jackets.
Yeah, those are those thunder jackets can be very useful for taking away some stress and anxiety. I'd probably do it and I think the policy generally is that they'll accept a return if it doesn't work. So we think those are good, too.
What's a thunder jacket? What does that do?
It basically is supposed to provide some kind of sense of security, and it looks like just a, you see these coats for wintertime for the pets and stuff like that.
It's like the dog's getting a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like they feel secure.
That sounds ridiculous to me.
No, I know, but it really does work. It really does.
Yeah, I know someone that has one. Their dog freaks out at thunderstorms and everything, and they have to put that thunder jacket on, and the dog's fine.
Yeah. Huh. So I think that's definitely another alternative that would be cool.
I'll do that. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate
Debbie,
it.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. All right. Linda's next. And the ladies have taken over. I love it. Linda, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, gang. AM in the PM as well.
Hi, Linda. What can I help you with?
Well, this morning when I let my dog out and then I go inside and make coffee, when I went outside, he had a dead rabbit in his mouth. And he would not give that rabbit up. And I don't know if he killed it or he found it dead, but he ate a good part of the rabbit.
Okay.
Ooh. So, I was able then, the only way I could get him to drop the rabbit was to see if he wanted to go for a ride.
Uh-huh.
He did. He jumped in the car. I left him in the car to go get his leash. and you promptly threw up the rabbit.
In your car?
So, inside-out rabbit in the back seat. I was able to get it up before. He didn't seem to want it again, which was good. But my question is, should I worry that he's caught anything from this dead rabbit, or just watch him?
I think the fact that he brought it up pretty immediately means that he's going to be fine. He might have a little bit of nausea. He might even regurgitate or vomit one more time. But if it's been several hours, he's probably fine. The one concern, of course, is you don't know what killed the rabbit if it was in whole. And hopefully you don't have any poisons around. That would be a good concern.
And if anybody ever asked the dog, hey, is that rabbit your son? He could go, no, but I brought him up. See what I did there? Thanks for laughing, Linda.
Anyway,
Linda thought it was funny.
I think you're going to be fine.
All right.
Linda. Well, thank you very much.
You're good to go. Linda, how old are you?
I am 50.
Favorite age. My very favorite age. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, the women, what is it about us that we just attract? The women flock to us. Donna is next. Donna, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, thank you for taking my call, and I'm in the PM.
We knew it.
Hi, Donna, what's cooking?
Well, I have two rescue dogs, and the one that I most recently got was back in July. She's a pug.
Okay.
She was a breeder's dog, so she's 4 years old, and she's had probably four litters from what I understand, but she's a love, and I just love her dearly. The one thing is, she's housebroken, and there's no problem with that, but she doesn't like to go out. She does. I mean, once I get her out, she's fine, but it's getting her out the door. She just goes back to lay in her bed or somewhere. And I'm sure it's probably because she's probably been, I don't know, maybe kenneled a lot. I don't know, and just doesn't know. You know,
I agree. I think she's probably, as a breeder, I don't know where she was, if she was at a puppy mill or whatever, but they just keep them in those little chain link runs, and they never have a sense of freedom. And I'm thinking that, like you, that she's probably kind of scared, and she feels a lot more secure just being in the house. But
yeah, she was a show breeder dog, breeder's dog, so she, I don't know if they treat show breeds any better than they do other ones, or if she was in a run, I don't know.
Typically, some of the really serious breeders have enough dogs, especially little breeds like that, that they do keep them when they're not around. Especially, they have to keep them in crates and stuff. So
it
could be the same issue. But it doesn't sound like a major concern. It's just something you need to, especially with the better weather coming one of these days.
Now, here's what I don't understand. The dog is you think maybe the problem is it was confined at one point. It seemed to me if you opened the door and the dog looked outside, he'd go, hey, man, I want to go out there. I mean,
I know. She just doesn't want to go out the door, but once she gets out, she's fine. I just wonder if maybe a little treat might coax her out, while. And
I would just spend like the weekend when you have more time and just take her in, take her out, take her in, take her out, and kind of get her used to.
Throw a dead rabbit outside.
Yeah, and give her treats on either end of the motion.
Okay.
All right.
I will give it a shot.
Good luck.
Okay, and Donna, right?
Donna, yes.
Donna, how old are you?
Oh my goodness, Frank. I'm reaching a crisis in my life, and you don't really want to know.
Yes, I do. I'm in the crisis business. How old are you?
I'm 64. I am 4 days away from 65.
Well, you're 4 days away from my favorite age.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't worry about it, because I'll tell you something. I just read an article. It was called 65, Man Alive. And as a woman wrote an article, and she says that 65, she didn't realize that she reached her sexual peak at 65.
Wow.
And now she cannot get enough.
Mm-hmm.
So there
you go.
Oh, my goodness. That's what you have to look forward to, okay?
Thank you for that uplifting message.
All right. And for what it's worth, you don't sound 65, and that's because you listen to this show, you sound 35, okay?
Well, thank you. I feel 35.
Well,
so that's
I'll,
a good thing.
Sometime maybe I can feel you, and I'll tell you if you feel 35. All right? Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. I love the women that call this show. Here comes another one. Lorraine. Lorraine, say hi to Dr.
Gone.
Lorraine is gone. What's the matter, Lorraine? Come on. Have some patience. You have
there.
To wait. You have to hang in there. John is next. Hello, John.
AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, salutations.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I have one of my cats, male, 9 years of age.
Okay.
Actually had, it became a squatter. You can call her Regina if you want to.
Wait a minute.
Regina. Say that again. We all missed that.
What? Squatter, you can call her what?
You can call her Regina. Isn't that the name of your cat, Frank?
A vagina?
Oh, Regina.
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 Regina. Regina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, come on, easy, Regina.
Go ahead. Regina.
Or vagina. A vagina. Sorry. I'm all messed up. See, our cat's name here at the station is Vagina.
Yeah.
And our male cat, his name is Penis, P-E-N-I-S.
Ah,
yes.
there you go.
That's right.
Anyway, our cat, Albert, has to pee a lot in certain spots.
Okay.
And like I said, he's a squatter now because he had everything removed because early on he got kidney stones really bad.
Uh-huh.
I've tried every product out there. I actually ripped up the floorboards on our landing where he seems to go a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried all different types of discipline. I cannot break his habit of occasionally,
now, John,
not continuously, peeing in these certain spots.
John, as a squatter, we used to have a recording of what a squatter dog is supposed to sound like. Do we still have that?
It was a squatter cat.
Yeah.
Squatter cat. Do you still have that recording?
Ah.
Now, this is what your cat should sound like. Let me hear it again.
Ah.
Sound like that?
You're similar, yes, very much so.
No, then it's fine.
Ah. Whoa.
I never heard a cat that sounded like that before.
Well,
I make sure I've got one more box. I do cats in the house, and the next thing I'm looking at is possibly actually caging him next time he pees on one of these spots at that spot.
Well, let me ask you something. Number one, you said he had all kinds of surgery. Did he have bladder stones? So he had a bladder surgery, or did he have his penis removed? Did you do a special procedure? Called a PUC procedure, a perineal urethrostomy.
What?
I believe that's what was done. Basically, everything was removed and he's a squatter.
That's why he's mad at you.
Hold on, you cut a poor animal's penis off?
Yeah. There's a procedure when some of these males will get very significant constrictions along the urethra through the penile portion of the urethra. And it gets constricted and scarred down, and they block all the time, and that's a life and death kind of scenario.
How horrible when you're a pet, like a dog or cat, and one of your pleasures of life is licking yourself, and you go down there to lick it, and it's not there.
Where'd it go?
One thing I would do, I would do two things, actually. I would make sure your vet checks to make sure you don't have more bladder stones forming, even because that could be causing what you're seeing. The other thing I would do is make sure under the same exam, maybe they need to sedate them, but they need to make sure that passageway is still fully patent, because a lot of times it'll constrict down right where they did the surgery, and it can cause them to feel like they're not able to pass a full urine load. So that might need to be bougied open a little bit. So there are a couple things that you need to do. And
is that medical, bougie?
Yeah, bougie is a medical term, actually.
I never knew that.
What about his incentive to go in the spots where the previous owner's cats actually urinate?
Well, that's a behavioral component, but something might still be driving him to do that. And there are a number of cleaning materials and sprays that are hormonally based, detergents and stuff that you could talk to your vet about that will try and get him from returning to those sites. And then there's also a product called Cat Attract, which can be put into the litter to strongly encourage him back to the litter box. So you need to, sounds like you didn't do a bunch of things. You need to rule out any medical problems. You need to clean up the area with some special materials, and then you need to train him to the litter box. So he might need to be confined to a room with a one or two litter boxes, put this Cat Attract material in, and kind of retrain him to want to go to the box. So those three things are what I would suggest.
Do you have any one of those enzymes? Because I bought like five different products that supposedly break down the enzymes of the cat urine and all that.
Sure.
And I soak these areas. I mean, I literally soak them.
Right.
And he still goes back to the same spot.
Yeah. Well, you got to work on that, and there are a lot of different sprays and cleansers to use.
Hey, go in one of those Auric Home Care Centers. I'm not kidding. They got some tremendous carpet cleaning products in there.
Yeah.
Stuff,
yeah. It's a tough challenge.
He likes to go in the woods.
A rug that has a pad underneath it.
Well, they still might have something.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
We'll wrap it up with Brad. Brad, say hi to...
Brad's gone.
Brad's gone. John, another John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, John. How are you?
Not bad. Our old little Shih Tzu has not eaten or drank in over 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, we think it's due to eating some rabbit droppings.
Oh, my goodness.
How old is he?
She's a good 13.
13? Okay. Yeah, she needs to get someplace because you don't sit around and not pee, or the pooping may not be as much of a problem.
Or eating.
No, eating or drinking.
Not eating or drinking, he said.
Not eating
pooping.
Or drinking and not are still
no, no, just
or
not,
peeing.
No, they said just not eating or drinking.
Yeah, that still, at that age, justifies a workup. You want to make sure you don't. Sometimes you get a mass or something in the abdomen, and it kind of presses on the tummy, and they don't feel like they can eat or are interested because they feel stuffed. So at that age, you want to rule that out. You want to rule out an enlarged liver or spleen, right. And also possibly something going on in the bowel itself. So that justifies an exam with physical examination. He may want to do an X-ray or some blood work, but that would all be called for.
Okay. Well, he did examine her.
Okay.
Gave her a couple shots, antibiotic and anti-nausea, but it hasn't worked. This was yesterday.
Okay. Well, then you need to do more of an exam.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Include some blood work and possibly an X-ray.
Now, are you sure, John, this is a shih tzu?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, because where I'm headed here, there's two different breeds that are similar. One is, and I'll pronounce it sheet. One is the sheet zoo, and the other one's the sheet eater. You said it's eating a rabbit drop?
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell that other dog because it's always got that sheet-eating grin on its
face. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, this is one I really want you to follow up on because I just feel like there's more to be done to try and rule this out. And, again, you have a 13-year-old, which can be an age of concern. So, and they want to check the teeth and make sure that's not the problem. And some blood work is really important.
Go see Dr. Doug.
Yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
We'd love to see you.
John, good luck. Thank you for the call.
Good luck.
And if a wolf would eat a shih tzu, would it have a shih tzu eating grin on his face?
Yeah.
I think it would.
It would pass a shih tzu.
That was good.
Doctor, you wouldn't get this comedy anywhere else.
That's true. I love
anywhere.
It.
You want to do it again Monday?
Thank you so much.
Wednesday. How about Wednesday? That makes more sense. Boy, I'm losing it. We'll do it Wednesday. Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He can be found at his place, which is the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he's brought to you by Laclee Kepp. Here's a guy who can be found at Londoff Chevrolet because his name is John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm passing along a question from a listener named Robert who called earlier and he said,
did
hey,
you just ask me how I'm doing?
I did. I absolutely did. No, play it back.
Can we play it back?
I said, how are you?
I can't play it back yet.
Well, we'll play it back later.
Can't play it back? Well, I'm doing fine, just in case you didn't ask. Thanks.
I did ask. You want to put money on it? We can retrieve the recording.
$1,000. I thought this was a family invested show. Let me
no, it's not. $1,000 says I ask you how you were.
$1,000. Huh?
Hmm? Yeah? Huh?
Yeah.
Listen, here's the question. Robert called, and he said, would you ask Mr. Londoff a question for me? Robert is really getting into goose and duck hunting. He owns a 410. He owns a home defense shotgun, which is just an 18.5-inch barrel, like street sweepers type thing, not a hunting gun. And he owns an old single barrel thing you wouldn't hunt with. And he said, what is a good affordable, and he was real emphatic about the affordable, hunting gun. And I said, and then you can jump in and tell me what you think. I said a Remington 870 is probably the most popular shotgun in the country, and all-purpose, blah, blah, blah. And he said, can you put chokes in it? I said, yes. So that was my suggestion, affordable, dependable Remington 870. What would you tell this guy?
Well, I think, first of all, you can get a great used Benelli. Talking about a duck gun,
yeah.
It's probably the best field gun. I mean, you can drop that gun in the water and shake it out and you're still hunting and throw some shells in there and it'll fire.
But he'd have to buy used because Benelli, I know, is not an inexpensive shot.
No, no, and there are different divisions of Benelli too. So if there's if you ask my that's my gun of choice.
Okay, but let's say that's hard to find because that's something he'd have to actually locate. Let's say if he went out new, what would you recommend? And he mentioned 10 gauge, and I said, why 10 gauge?
No, you don't need a 10 gauge.
No, that's what I thought. He said
for goose hunting, you don't need a 10 gauge.
No.
You get a 12 gauge that shoots 3.5-inch shells. That's all you need.
Now, I said, why do you want 10? He said, more power. I thought, they don't need that. You have a specific new gun you'd recommend?
You know, I would say probably Browning Gold trigger. It's another great gun that'll shoot 3.5-inch, 3-inch, and 2 3/4-inch shells. You know, that's another great field gun.
Is that expensive?
If you need to break it down, you know, in the blind or in the field, and you know, and make a quick repair and put it back together and keep hunting, you know, that's a key. But you know, talk about, you know, there's 10 guys that own our duck club, Wing Shoot Farms, in the beautiful right outside Foley, a little south of Ellsbury, Missouri. God's country. You know what I'm talking about? God's country.
Mm-hmm.
Every guy in that club owns a Benelli.
Okay, but John, this guy's limited funds.
You can get a 10-year-old Benelli.
Okay, if you can find it.
You can probably buy that for $500-$600. That's a heck of a gun.
I think that's high for this guy. I could tell by the way this guy was talking. He's on a strict budget.
You mentioned that he had some other guns. If he's not shooting those, he could maybe, you know, trade one in to get a good you know, 4 or 5 year old Benelli.
What does that Browning go for usually? That one that you were talking about, the new one.
Let's say probably brand new, $1,500.
No. Oh man, no. Remington 870 is a lot more. See what we have here.
Well, I'm still talking about, you know, but you would still, you know, there's nothing wrong. The first real shotgun that I bought in my life, the first two were used guns. You know, it's just like if you're just getting into golf, you're going to go buy brand new sticks. No, you're going to go get something that's used and see if you can actually hit the golf ball. But, you know, just like with a shotgun, you can still hit. And again, it's not so much, you know, the equipment. It's, you know, can you shoot? There's a lot of guys that spend a ton of money on some great guns and they can't hit the broadside of a barn. It's like, you know, go to a sporting clay or go to a trap shoot, go to a place and practice, just like anything.
My recommendation,
you got to practice, Frank. If you want to be good at taking care of customers and selling them cars and making sure they're happy and you have a great service experience, we call meetings. That's what I call my meetings. It's like practice.
Right.
What are the baseball cards?
Blah, blah, blah. My recommendation, if he's going to do the used gun thing, is the same I'd say about a used car. Be careful where you buy it.
Yep.
Would you agree?
I would agree. You know?
Yeah.
We just did business with Pistols Plus. I sent John and Sam Lawnd off. They had a tremendous experience. I mean, he said it was a great experience there. So I'm sure that he... You can shop online just like you do at lawndoff.com. We don't have shotguns for sale,
no.
But we have some great cars for sale. Cause I was thinking maybe this was like a car segment, but that's okay. I love talking about shotguns.
Wow. See, and you know, here's what you don't get.
You know, it's been raining, obviously. You're stuck in that nice, warm, beautiful little studio. Probably someone's fanning you right now, Frank. It's been
feeding
raining
grapes
all day.
Candy, come over here with that fan a little closer. Yeah. Now, see, but here's the deal, John. The email that I get from people, what they love about the segment is that we don't spend the whole time talking about the car business. If we did, they'd complain about it. That's what they like about it, that we talk about other stuff that they're interested in. Like how to buy a used gun, that kind of thing.
So. Let me ask you this: Would you want to go shooting someday? We've talked about that. I know you.
I would
go
shooting. I would go shooting with you.
Okay, good. Let's do it.
But be prepared for what it would be awkward for some people in my position. They feel like, oh, I have to let him out shoot me. I don't feel that way. So if you can deal with my out shooting you, yeah, well, we can do that.
Ooh-wee. The gauntlet has been dropped.
Gauntlet's down, buddy.
Thrown down.
That's
Let's
right.
do this. Let's go shooting. And then maybe we'll go play some pool, and then maybe we'll shoot some baskets, and then the coup.
You're talking to the wrong guy. I'm not shooting baskets.
What do you mean you're not going to shoot baskets?
What is this, some decathlon type event here where we got, like, you know, we're going to shoot, then we're going to ski, then we're going to jump in the pool, then we're going to
play tennis.
We could go shooting sometime. I'd go with you sometime and shoot some clay birds somewhere. That'd be
a blast, yeah. Yeah, and we could take the boys with us. They'd love that.
Yeah. We'll do that one day.
Does Tyann shoot?
She's a very good shot.
There you go.
She's a very good shot.
He's becoming a good one.
You know what's interesting? She's only shot ever two clay birds, and we were out of the friend's house, 85 acres, and they had a couple of those, whatever you call those things that sling the clay birds out. He had two of them going, and I realized...
It's pretty technical. It's called a thrower.
Thrower. That's technical, too. Yeah. But for as much as she shot handguns and as good as she is, I said, I don't think you've ever shot a clay pigeon. She said, no. So I hand her a shotgun. Now, John, you will... I know you're going to agree with me about this. It's very rare for anybody to pick up a shotgun and the first one of those things is thrown out to hit them. They threw two. She hit the first one, the second one, and I said, hand me the gun. You're done. I said, stop right there.
You know,
because
what?
Nobody takes the first two that they've ever shot at and hits them.
McGraw-Milhaven did that. We were at Farmer Dave's, and he had the thrower and throwing out. And McGraw did it like he didn't even aim or anything. He just had it at his hip and just shot.
Well, that's called luck.
Oh, definitely it was called luck.
That's luck. How many of those did he do from the hip?
I think two.
He himself as a tremendous athlete. You know, I mean, the guy was a major league prospect.
He's a baseball player, and he's a good athlete. It's one thing to be an athlete and another to be a good shot. I'm not an athlete, but I'm a good shot. And, shooting from the hip and hitting the clay bird, that's luck.
That was total luck.
Yeah.
Total luck, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I know so. John, I need to... As a matter of complete disclosure, I need to tell you that on two different cruise ships, I won, and each time it was over 100 shooters.
Now you're not bragging about yourself,
though, are
you?
I won the ship trophy for skeet shooting.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, you need to know that.
First of all, before he leaves for the day, say hi to Dave Belter.
Okay.
Absolutely one of the greatest technicians in the world, working here on your car and truck at Johnny Lundup Chevrolet, and one of my favorite teammates. AM and the PM crowd. David?
Hello. I have bad voice.
Oh, you sex symbol. What's wrong with you?
Well, don't let that stop you. John has a bad voice, too.
Wow.
Hold on. Let's see. I'm signing checks right now.
Yeah, sign mine right now. Hey, Dave, what's wrong?
Check.
Dave, what's wrong with your voice?
Bronchial pneumonia.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible. Are you? What are you doing? Are you at work? What are you doing there?
Of course I'm working.
And you work there at Lundup?
Yes, sir.
So he's and he can hear how sick you are, and he's still letting you work.
I love this guy. I can tell you this much.
He goes through
a brick wall to help whatever it takes to keep Johnny Lundup Chevrolet one of the number one, if not it's the number one service department in the land, in the Midwest.
Dave, what is it? Bronchial what?
Pneumonia.
Bronchial pneumonia. What do you do there, Dave?
Service tech.
Service. Yeah. He can. The bank is barely alive. He can barely speak. He's so weak. He can barely stand.
No, he's just put. That's his radio voice. He wants to do one of these. He wants to do one of these male like 900 numbers. Right.
Dave,
now, I can tell you right
Dave,
now. He's
Dave,
auditioning.
Dave.
You know, there's really. He's fine. He's
Dave, walk out of that great. Office. Get to a phone. Call a lawyer and a doctor immediately.
Call a lawyer. What are you talking about?
It looks like you didn't need a new transmission.
And then his son Brian just walked in here too, a multi-time customer of General Lundup Chevrolet, and just in here taking.
Is Brian there to push him in his wheelchair? Yeah.
Can Brian talk to us? Brian, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
How's your dad? What color is he? Purple? What is he like? Is he pale?
He just sounds bad.
He just sounds bad.
Yeah.
But you think
he's another face jock here.
You know, there's a joke, and the punchline
looks good.
He looks good, feels bad.
Looks bad, feels good. Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. So, Brian, you're okay with your dad being at work? You think he's going to be all right?
Oh, yeah, he's good.
All right, he's tough. This guy's tough, obviously.
Oh, man.
See, that's the dedication that the people that work for Lundup have. That deserves a round of applause. In this place where we work, somebody gets a hangnail, they're out for a week.
Oh, yeah.
That's true dedication. You're proud of that, John.
Yeah, I'm very proud of my great teammates, the great team here at Johnny Lundup Chevrolet that just finished an absolute record march. And so thank you to all AM and the PM listeners.
You're welcome.
I have to say hello to Dave. I'm going to say goodbye.
Dave, he may be saying really goodbye, like for the last time, the way you sound.
Goodbye,
Dave. Never talk to you again. Dave,
talk to you later.
Rest in peace, buddy. Yeah.
Bye, okay. Guys.
Goodbye.
See ya. Diet Wammel.
What is that?
Diet Wammel.
Diet. That's a nice name.
D-I-E-T-T, Diet Wammel. Her son, Mark, owns one of the top plastering companies, Wammel Plastering. And she listens every day to your show. Every day. Yeah.
Thank you, Diet.
So, Mrs. Wommel, your son and daughter-in-law, Connie Toko Wommel, just adorable, and your granddaughters, you're just great, great, great people. So I just want to say hello to you.
She and her son ought to produce a weight loss program together called the Diet Duet Diet.
Oh my goodness.
Get two people, duet, diet, duet, diet.
Can you get Dave back in there?
You know, yeah, you're making fun of me, about my voice.
I would never do that.
Yeah, you did.
I was just with people the other day, and they said, hey, make fun of John Landoff. And I said, no. See, there's proof right there. I said, I'm not about to do that.
You know what? I'm just telling you right now, you make fun of me, and that's okay. I'm fine with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thick-skinned. I can handle it.
That's good.
You know, don't worry about it, buddy.
I'm not worrying about it.
Take care of it. You know, but here, let's take care of your great listeners.
With a phone number.
Johnny Landoff customers.
Take care of them with a phone number.
Neil and Rosalind.
I guess not.
Lentz.
What's that?
L-E-N-T-Z. The handwriting of Danny Clark's is just absolutely, he didn't bring me a printed copy.
Neil and Rhonda?
Neil and Rosalind.
Rosalind Lentz.
Yes, L-E-N-T-Z. Thank you very much, big AM and the PM.
Thank you, Lentz's.
Traded in a Ford for a Chevy. Smart people. Smart people. God love them.
They should own a fence company, Lentz's Fences.
So we will take anything in trade. We need trade-ins. We got to sell cars. Been raining a little bit today. We're really busy now, but come and see us. 314-837-1800.
They could give away Jewish snacks. Lentz's Fences. Come in and have some blintzes.
Oh, my goodness.
As the party commences.
Yeah, I'll keep
as John winces.
I'm okay with that.
What was that phone number again?
314-837-1800.
Or you can have a tent sale. Come meet the Lentz's under the tenses. We're a little bit giddy today.
That wasn't funny.
That was.
No, it wasn't.
A lot of people are laughing right now.
I usually laugh at all your jokes, but that wasn't funny.
Oh.
That was kind of funny.
I'll have Peon play it back, and I'll see how funny it was. What was that number one more time?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
Alrighty.
Speak to the angelic Mary Ryan, 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com.
All right, thank you to all the AM and the PM people who buy your cars there. We really appreciate that.
We love them.
All right, we love you. Thank you, John.
Love you too, Frank.
I like you too.
You bye.
Man.
He likes that love talk. Mm-hmm. He really does. All right, that was John Landoff, obviously. We have to take a quick break, and then we're coming back. This is the Big, and Bill Clevel will be here before you know it. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Get a look at traffic now. See how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, this report's brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. Well, we've got a mess on some of the highways now. On westbound 70 after Jennings Station Road, or just near Jennings Station, they just reopened the highway. It looked like a one-vehicle collision, but they closed the highway down. A lot of emergency vehicles there. Now all lanes are open, but you are backed up to at least Shreve. We also had an accident on westbound 40 near Grand, and that had two lanes blocked. They've just cleared that, but your backup goes now approaching Jefferson. Eastbound 40 is from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling eastbound 270, look for a slowdown now. McDonald through New Florissant. You're a little bit heavy near Bell Fountain through Lilac. And southbound 270, we've got a little slowdown now from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, we've got a stalled vehicle blocking a lane. This report also brought to you by Account Temps. Account Temps is the leader in temporary financial staffing. Download their 2014 salary guide for free at accounttemps.com/salarycenter, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're live. We're local. And now, we're one of the Heavy 100 from Talkers Magazine, the top 100 talk radio personalities in America as voted by their peers. And guess who's number 84? McGraw-Milhaven.
Way to go, McGraw!
The only morning personality in St. Louis to be included.
All right, McGraw!
Congratulations to everyone on The McGraw Show, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't miss opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, when the Cardinals host the Chicago Cubs. There are great promotions all weekend long, featuring a 2013 National League Championship Series MVP Waka bobblehead, Molina and Wainwright gold glove, and a wearable replica of the 2013 National League Champions ring. Join the fun and welcome baseball back to St. Louis on opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, against the Cubs. Great seats still remain. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, this is Adam Wainwright.
9 strikeouts for Wainwright.
On Sunday, April 13th, we take on the Chicago Cubs. That day, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a replica gold glove award that features myself and Yadier Molina. It was an honor winning the award, and now you can take home the replica gold glove award presented by Rawlings. That's Sunday, April 13th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
And they mob Wainwright as he goes the distance tonight.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, what's new at the world-famous Fast Eddie's?
Just a second, Mr. Shannon. I'm sending out a tweet. Let's see, hashtag coldest beer in town.
A tweet? Did you say hash brown?
Yeah, it's Twitter, Mr. Shannon. You know, social media. You sign off with a hashtag.
Social media, huh? You taking Fast Eddie's into the future.
I'm certainly trying to, Mr. Shannon.
Listen, Eddie, do you still have the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats?
Of course, Mr. Shannon.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all the flat screens, live music, and the video games?
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about your Twitter or whatever the heck you call that thing. Stick to what you do best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, and check them out online at fasteddiesbonair.com.
Woo-hoo. Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted Permajack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also Permajack. The representatives at Permajack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Permajack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, Permajack. Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. Permajack, 636-225-2553.
Go on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
K. Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download this app. It's free, STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
We're great, Bill. How are you?
Real good. I want to say hi to, her name is Peggy, and she works at the St. Louis County Library. Mm. And I don't know if you'll find this funny. I thought it was funny. I had to check out a book today. Mm. On the phone, I had to reserve a book, and so I called, and I said, ma'am, I said, I have not reserved a book or checked out a book since Reagan was elected. And this woman, without missing a beat, said, for governor of California or president?
Oh, good one. Now, when you said your name,
at the library.
When she said your name, did you know who she? Did she know who you were?
No, she has no idea who I am.
I wouldn't go to that library. I'd go to another library.
another library?
You call them until they go, oh, Bill Cleveland, the Bill Cleveland, oh, and the PM. Then you go, yeah, I'm coming to your place.
Here's a free book.
Your card has been revoked. That's what they'll tell me.
By the way, who has a library card anymore except you?
I do.
Well, no, mine has expired.
Yeah, mine expired in 1964.
I was telling Dan, I say we probably should use the library. We pay for it. We might as well use it.
Yeah, I agree. All should use it. Not me.
Showtime has renewed the Edie Falco TV show Nurse Jackie for a seventh season.
Good show.
That's the good news. The bad news is they also announced that Nurse Jackie isn't covered by Obamacare.
No.
And earlier today, speaking of President Obama, he, when talking about his political opponents, used the phrase, stink burger.
What?
You know what this is? A stink burger. Honest to God. That's what this guy says during the press conference today. I don't know what a stink burger is, but when he heard about it, Chris Christie ordered four of them.
I like stink burger. That's a good one.
Stink burger, yeah. Bill Clinton campaigning for his daughter's mother-in-law, who's running for Congress. It's unclear if Clinton believes in her as a candidate or if she's he's just looking for an excuse to get out of the house.
I go with B.
And finally, this afternoon. I hope this one isn't a stink burger, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Ted Nugent is being paid by a Texas town not to show up for an event.
Beautiful.
Paid not to show up. Last time I believe someone was paid not to show up, it was the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl.
No. I was actually paid one time. I'll tell you that story later. I was paid not to show up somewhere in St. Louis.
All right. I'll look forward to that. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Here's the latest Schaefer Auto Body email I received. It came to me 2 days ago, Monday. Frank, just to let you know, I took my truck this past week to Schaefer Auto Body Center on Manchester Road. I was really pleased and satisfied with the work performed. I heard about them from the show, and wow, capital letters, W-O-W, uppercase, my truck was not only repaired perfectly, as they say, we'll make it like it never happened. It was perfect. And the phone calls to keep me updated on the process was much appreciated. This is the second time my family has used Schaefer after hearing you talk about them. I give them 5 stars. Kudos to Jesse, who called and kept me informed. I will continue to recommend to my friends and family. Great service, awesome repairs, on-time completion. Thank you for recommending them. I hope no deer crossed in front of my truck. No, John from Wildwood, thank you for the email. That's all I, what can I say? That's even better than what he said. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 7 locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 5 o'clock.